All right, so just go ahead and tell me why we're here today. What's happening?
Today, we just held the 16th annual Dove Tree Ceremony, which is a time, a short half-hour ceremony and time for people to gather and remember those who they have loved and who aren't around anymore, and kind of ease them of that feeling of sorrow, which is at a time of year when everyone's supposed to be feeling happy.
And just listening to all the names that were listed, I mean, how many names were there? And
well, we gather through the year. We watch the obituaries. We try and gather the names of everyone, all the local residents who have passed.
Yeah, how many names did you gather just from looking at obituaries?
I think we started with about 30-some.
So, yes, so what is this tree auction that hospice holds during this month?
The Christmas Tree Lane is a wonderful opportunity because it is a gift to the community. We all enjoy coming to see the beautiful trees and the display, but it's also our only fundraiser for Hospice of Wrangell, because each tree that's donated is up for silent auction bid. And half of the proceeds go to hospice, half of the proceeds go back to the organization or individual who sponsored the tree. And it works out very well.
How many trees do you have?
I think this year we have about 10, 10 or 12.
So go ahead and tell me, what are some of the trees that people can bid on?
Okay. Well, for one, we have a very unusual one donated from the assisted living home. Truly unique, I tell you. Everyone needs to come down and see this one. It's made of paper mache, and it's from Harbor House. It's called Nightmare Before Christmas, and there's an amazing-looking Beetlejuice-type character. Very amazing. And next to him, next to the Beetlejuice tree with the, looks like something out of Dr. Seuss imaging, is another tree with several dozen Beanie Babies. Several dozen Beanie Babies, and that one was made by Beta Sigma Phi.
Okay.
And obviously somebody who's quite a world traveler donated another tree. It's a small tree, a tabletop tree, with a lot of unique kinds of ornaments from Africa.
This is from Anonymous.
Anonymous, yes, an anonymous person who's been to Africa, I guess. There's a few smaller items, a few little wreaths and things like that that people can bid on as well.
I like this one.
Oh. This is always the highlight, is the Stikine Stitchers, that group of wonderful, creative, talented ladies. Every year, they really go all out, and they work for months to create their unique kinds of ornaments, and they put together a tree. They have a wonderful time doing it. And Carol Hay also donated a wonderful Christmas quilt that's up as part of the package.
Just go ahead. And go ahead and tell me, if somebody's looking to bid on a tree, what do they need to do?
To bid on a tree, the bid sheets are out in front of each tree that's available. You come on down to the Nolan Center when it's open, and the lobby is open during the day, I think pretty much all day, or in working hours. And just kind of wander through the lobby, take a look, and if something takes your fancy, put a bid down. The bid will close promptly at 5 p.m. on December 14th. It'd be fun to come down at 10 minutes to 5 and watch everybody scrambling to compete for their favorite trees. But at 5 p.m. promptly, the sheets are pulled and the calls are made and the trees can be picked up the next day.
Thank you so much, Alice.